Welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services in the College of Engineering, and I'm excited to be with you again this week. Today, we've brought back Sharon Mueller and Kathy Barrett, and we're excited to welcome Jane Paris to our podcast. Jane, since you're new, why don't you start off introducing yourself?
Hi, Laura. I'm Jane Paris, and I'm an Engineering Student Services Advisor. I work with civil engineering students and industrial engineering students, and I'm really excited to talk about making connections today.
And Kathy, why don't you give a little refresher on who you are and what you do for Engineering Student Services?
Hi, Laura. I'm the Associate Director of Advising, and I also work with mechanical engineering students and students in the joint majors.
And Sharon?
And I'm Sharon Mueller, and I'm the Director of Advising and Policy in Engineering Student Services.
And so today we're bringing everyone together because we want to talk about making connections and how, as you start your career here at Berkeley, how are you going to make those connections and why is it important? Jane, do you want to start us off and explain it a little?
I do, yes. So first, what we mean by making connections, it might seem obvious, but it does mean getting involved in a really meaningful way in your education beyond just going to class. And normally, when we think about it, this involvement is about connecting with other people, and sometimes it's going to be risky. It might feel risky for some students.
You might have to talk to a stranger.
Right. You'll have to talk to people. You'll have to kind of put yourself out there, be the first one to introduce yourself or to ask the question about, you know, what is this group? Why would I belong to it? And the payoff is big, though, when you do that, because there are a lot of benefits to connecting with others at Berkeley. So do you want to hear about those?
Yeah, that'd be great. Do you have some specific reasons why we want to do this?
Yes. So one reason is it's really fun to make connections.
Yeah,
it's super fun. So, and in my mind, what I'm thinking about is I'm remembering some students I used to work with, two in particular, who for them, a big connection they had here was the Bollywood dance team. So it didn't have anything to do with engineering, and that's okay. They were super involved in it, and that is where they got a lot of support, and those students that were also on the Bollywood, and I think they won, like they won a competition or something, you know, and they traveled all over the country, you know, dancing their hearts out. And those other students became family to them and really kind of helped them get through their time here. So that's just a big, huge benefit, is you need to be doing some fun stuff here. Do you want to hear another benefit?
Sure.
Okay.
There are more than one.
There are. In fact, I have three.
Oh, okay. Well, three or a million. Yeah.
Three or a million.
Yeah. Close.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm bad at math.
I might have to just limit it to three.
Okay.
So in addition to the fun, then we can think more practically about getting a dream job. So a lot of students come to Cal with this very specific idea in mind about, I want to work for whomever. And making connections with other people here can help you do that. And what I'm thinking about, again, is in the one of the majors I advise, civil engineering, there's a lot of competition teams, so specifically the seismic team, which is super cool. They build a structure and put it on a shaking table and, like, you know, shake it and hope that it doesn't.
I wish you guys could. We really need a visual on this. This is too bad. We're not actually a video.
Yeah, because my whole body is moving.
Yeah.
but anyway, so they shake it and hope it doesn't fall down. And this is a competition. So this is happening in other engineering programs all over the country. And then they come together in you know, regional competitions and the national competition. So you can imagine this group gets very tight. This seismic team that comes together, and they all have different roles. And how can this help you? How can the, like, shaking get to your dream job? Stick with me. By doing this kind of activity, you are learning a whole bunch of skills that you don't necessarily learn in the classroom. So in the classroom, you learn, like, awesome technical skills, like you're all going to learn that. But outside the classroom, in this kind of setting, you learn things like, you know, teamwork, communication, real life problem solving, and leadership, and these things that employers are looking for.
I was just thinking you might be able to actually parlay this into some network connections afterwards, because you're working with students that are all different ages, right?
Oh, that's a very good point. Yes, because the seniors usually are kind of leading the team. And so if you're joining it when you're a first year, then, you know, they're going to have a job when they graduate, and you're connected to them. And yeah, that is kind of a definitely a networking. And then there's, you know, juniors and sophomores too. So mm-hmm. so certainly it's a big networking experience.
And also companies expect, these are things you talk about in your job interviews. So you're learning these skills that you're able to talk about in your job interviews. So that's another big reason why students really want to participate in these competition teams, because they're really building skills, problem-solving skills, that's something they're going to talk about in their interviews for internships or eventual jobs. So that's really important.
That kind of reminds me of something I saw once, some research I was doing about what recruiters are looking for, and this was SpaceX in particular, mm-hmm. That when they're hiring, these were like the top things that they were filtering for. So they were looking for, and this is connected to, you know, why a group like the Seismic team or some other competition team would help you. So they're looking for like hands-on hardware/software development experience. So like, what problems have you actually encountered and solved? The second thing they were looking for was experience with engineering competitions and placement in top positions at those competitions. So remember how I was saying there are like regional competitions and national competitions. They're looking at your GPA and maybe an SAT score, other kind of hard scores. And then they're looking for something that they described as just drive/grit. So that fourth one in particular is the thing that I think you can really get in the organization that you join, the connection you make, because you're going to learn that through these groups, through participating in them. The kind of analyzing why the structure fell down when you shook it at a certain level and how you're going to be able to rebuild that in this very short time frame. So that's something that I would say is developing your grit. Mm-hmm. Having to like really think on your feet and use your analytical skills in that somewhat real world situation.
I think it's interesting too, Jane, because you mentioned about GPA, and I would say while GPA does matter to some companies, mm-hmm. I would say they really do. I definitely have had students who don't have the strongest GPAs but are working at Google or Apple because they've built their skill set up. So I would say it is important. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have a good GPA, but it also is really being able to communicate with recruiters, with people that you interview with, what skills you have. So I think the more you can think about how am I building my skills when I join a club or a team, and is really important when you go to those job interviews.
Absolutely.
And then you've also got a note in here that this also gives you support, that working with those in these competition teams.
That is my, I think that's
your
my
third,
final reason about, you know, why I would really try to convince a student to make a connection somehow with some type of group is the support you'll feel, because it's really important to know this, like, one kind of secret, even though this podcast is the not so secret guide, but that's what we're, you know, we're kind of illuminating it for you, is that you cannot do engineering alone, meaning Berkeley engineering, the academic environment, is not one that you should think of as like, I'm just going to do it. You definitely need help from other people academically, and you will need the support of friends. As I was talking about, you know, my students that were in Bollywood and thought of that group as their family, like, things are going to be tough when you're here. Things are also going to be good when you're here. You know, it's kind of like life. There's this whole range of experiences. But when things are tough, that's really when you need the support of your friends and these people that you're spending time together and really can rely on. They're going to kind of get you through those tougher times. Also, just the academic part, you actually, as I said, you shouldn't be trying to do these engineering problem sets, these math and chemistry and physics problem sets by yourself. That's one way of doing it, but at some point you're going to want to work with other people as in a study group, and that kind of support is really critical to your success here.
And so, you can find support like we have the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence, yes, which is what the tutoring center, the center we call for short. And so you don't, even if you don't have a team or a club you have joined, you can be really welcomed and find folks that you can work with. And a lot of times it does become, I think, a group study session because two or three people are there about their Math 1A class and they're working together. So we think that's a great place to kind of start that support too. I think a lot of people find that's their main form of support is at the tutoring center, which
definitely,
we think is awesome.
I see a lot of students in there, like, you know,
they're core
doing
group.
It.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so now we know why we want to make these connections. Who wants to tell me a little bit about how we're going to do it?
So I can talk about that a little bit. So I would say, you know, really the first step is sort of researching what your options are. And there are so many options. It's probably a little bit overwhelming, but just in the College of Engineering alone, there are over 70 student organizations that students can join. Campus-wide, there are over 1,500 student organizations. So that is a lot. And there are so many different things to choose from that anything that you're interested in or anything that you want to find out more about, there's probably a club for you. And if there isn't, you could start one. So I'll just sort of talk a little bit about some of the clubs that are affiliated with the College of Engineering. So we have clubs that are really focused on competition. That's, we've been talking a lot about that, some of the competition teams. There are also community service clubs just within engineering. And there are gender and culture and any kind of identity club you can think of. We have those in engineering as well. And there are professional, academic and professional clubs as well. So, for example, like one of the community service organizations is BEAM, and that's Berkeley Engineers and Mentors. And that's a group of, I think it's over 100 students, and they're in various disciplines, some engineering, some are math. And they get together and they go out into the community, into our local community here in the Bay Area. And they work in schools and they work with younger students and try to get them excited about STEM fields. So they do all sorts of fun experiments. They get messy and just a lot of outreach in our local community with students, trying to encourage students to pursue the STEM fields. But there are others in that arena as well that do a lot of there's Engineers Without Borders also. So if that's your leaning, then there are several clubs just within engineering for you to do that. And then we had a big success with one of our competition teams actually just within a few days, and that is CalSol, and that's our solar vehicle team. And they actually just won the Formula Sun Grand Prix, which was in Austin, Texas. And that was just, was it like a week ago?
Yeah,
it was really, really recently.
Yeah, their blog is saying that it was 3 days, 228 laps, and 775 miles driven.
Wow. The competition was 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds tiring.
Yeah. That does. Yeah, so this car is called the Zephyr, and this is its fourth year in that club. And each year they've refined it, and each year they've done better and better, and now they've won. So that's super exciting. And on CalSol, it's a group of, I think, about 50 students. They're all undergraduates, and they're in a variety of disciplines, not necessarily all engineering. I think there are some students who are business students on there as well, because, you know, there's a lot of fundraising with that, too. And so, yeah, they've done really great. And we've also got the Concrete Canoe team. There are a lot of civil engineers who build
that.
A canoe out of concrete. I don't think I want them building my next cruise ship. But
you should see the concrete canoe they made this year. It was beautiful. Like, that's a part of it, too, is the...
The aesthetics of it?
Yes, the aesthetics.
Oh,
like,
really?
The graphics were really awesome.
So beyond making concrete float, you have to make it look pretty.
Exactly.
Wow, yeah. That is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have I think about the winningest concrete canoe team is at Berkeley. Mm-hmm. So our competition teams are really successful. But as I said, you know, there are a lot of campus-wide clubs as well. Jane mentioned Bollywood, which sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Totally.
Any kind of dancing, and I'm all over it. You know, there are singing clubs. Maybe you're a really good singer, maybe you're not, but you want to sing anyway. There's probably a club for you. And if you are really, you know, it's also important to sort of get some exercise. And certainly with these competition teams, there's a lot of hands-on, so you're working really hard. But if you really like sports and you've played competitive sports in high school, you might find that you want to do an intramural sport here. So there are all sorts of intramural teams you could do. You could get the whole floor of your dorm to be on a team. And, you know, there are different levels. There's sort of like, you know, the really serious sort of, you know, volleyball players. And then there are sort of like the flip-flop volleyball players. So no matter what your level, you can be on an intramural team as well if that's what you're interested in. So really the main thing is find something that you want to get involved in and just explore. This is your time to think about, what am I interested in? What am I interested in trying? Or what clubs are in line with my values or with my career goals? And any kind of experience that you get outside of the classroom, those experiences build your soft skills, which are really important when you're going out in your interviews. And you may not think that your intramural team is important, but that shows teamwork and it shows collaboration. So any of these experiences can really help you land that dream job, as Jane was talking about.
We've figured out why we want to do it and what is available to do it. So Kathy, when and how are we actually going to fit this into our schedule?
I know. When can you fit all that in? So we do know that clubs can be time-consuming or not. I mean, some are more so than others. I mean, I think about one of the, I was reading the student blog for the FSAE, which they build a Formula One race car every year, and they were talking about that they can spend up to 8 hours at the garage welding, and on weekends they're 12 to 15 hours a day welding and putting this car together. And so, you know, some of you may sound super exciting to be welding and building this car every single day. That's awesome. Others of you may sound terrible. So that's one thing you want to start thinking about, is what is it that sounds fun for me to do? What is it that sounds terrible? If you're going to spend 10 hours a day doing something, you want to make sure you love it. So certainly, you know, getting involved means thinking about what is it you want to do. And one of the things, I mean, how to start thinking about that is to think about, like, what did you love doing while you were in high school or at the community college? What were the teams or clubs that you were involved in? And would you want to continue that forward? Because certainly there's definitely robotics teams and, you know, debate and speech teams. So the things that you love to do there, you could still continue to do them. You also might want to do something totally new, but there definitely are those things that are still. So think what you loved and what you loved about them. Sharon mentioned, you know, there's clubs, you know, for any really affiliation you might have, whether that's ethnic or religious or cultural. So certainly, you know, think about, would that be important for you to find a group of people that you really identify with culturally or ethnically? You share the same religious beliefs. That may be a club that you want to join, because that would be a really important support group for you to have. And then, of course, you want to think about, are there skills that you want to build? And definitely, as you know, Sharon has talked about and Jane has talked about, a lot of these clubs will really give you the opportunity to build some real hands-on skills. And I know certainly for, like, my mechanical engineering students, a lot of the reason they become a mechanical engineer is they want to build something. They want to make and build things. So they want to find clubs. Or for students who are in EECS, they want to do programming. They want to, you know, there's hackathons where they're given a problem and they have to solve it. So there's lots of cool things to do. Sharon mentioned there's clubs that do community service, that, you know, if you're someone who feels like you really want to make an impact on your community, and whether, you know, really small community right here on campus, larger out in Berkeley or out in the world, like Pioneers in Engineering, I think they're going to Peru and they work on a water project, a clean water project. So really the things that you can do are, you know, very micro and macro you can do. And then, of course, do you want to just have fun, which fun is very important. So it's, you know, we really want you to think about what are all those things that you want to do, and kind of think about what's important for you. And we would say, you know, for your first semester, we definitely don't want you jumping into 10 clubs. We want you to use this first semester to really explore. And there'll be some ways to explore clubs, certainly websites, and we'll have on our the podcast site, there'll be a link to a bunch of different places where you can start exploring what clubs are out there. When you guys are all here for GBO on Monday afternoon, Mm-hmm. We'll have student groups. We'll be tabling at the ice cream social. So you'll come, you'll have some ice cream, you'll be social, you'll talk to some people in clubs. So that's a great way to start to figure out what clubs. There's also, the campus has been doing Calipalooza, which is clubs across campus have a site, and they're all, I forget, I don't know where they're going to do it this year. I should know. We'll know more, and we'll post that. But usually it's some large site where you can wander around and talk to more people and more clubs than you ever imagined existed.
Can I interject something?
Yes, you can, Jane.
Okay, thank you. Like what you were saying about, you know, maybe we don't want you to join 10 clubs,
yes,
even though you're going to be so excited and stimulated by these that you kind
I've
of
I've already
want
thought
to.
Of three I'm going to join right now.
I
yeah,
know, I know. Well,
if
the
they'd
one
have
that,
you.
I know. They. Yeah, I don't think it'd be sad, but yeah.
They would have.
Oh,
sure.
Thank you.
There's all
yeah,
kinds.
Sure. There's,
but sometimes even one club is a huge commitment.
Yeah.
Like what you were just
FSAE,
saying about
yeah.
the FSAE that builds a car from scratch. So if you're spending 12 hours on the weekend, you know, on, I guess on a Saturday, that's 12 hours obviously that you're not spending on your academics. And so you really have to be very good with your time management,
yes,
to kind of be aware of how much time do I have in a week. And how much time do I need to first give to my academics? So
right.
I'm not trying to be a buzzkill, but I'm just
no,
saying.
No, thank
like
you.
It does take
yeah.
a lot of planning.
No, normally know? That's my job to be the Debbie Downer, so thank you for doing that for me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know.
Just wanted to add that in there.
Yeah, no, it's mm-hmm. very true. And that's why we really think this first semester we would like you to really, this is the exploration semester. And mm-hmm. also for you to gauge how much free time you really do have. And certainly that's a conversation with students I have. They're like, wow, I had more free time or a whole lot less free time than I thought I was going to have, even though 12 or 13 or 14 units didn't seem like very much when I looked at my schedule. It seemed like I'd have a lot of free time. And in the end, for me to be a really good student, I didn't have that much free time. So yeah, we want you to kind of figure out how to be a successful student here. How to, you know, you guys are, it's all new living environment. Everything's all new. So we want you to give mm-hmm. yourself time to get used to that.
Adjust.
So yeah, it's a big, mm-hmm. it's a big adjustment.
And
so.
We do have great time management tips. Like my number one tip is use your Google Calendar and actually mm-hmm. schedule in each of your classes, each of your study hours of what you're going to do.
We do have, yeah, there's lots of resources to help you, you know, online to manage your schedule, to figure out, yeah, what's your free time. And then, you know, you're going to prioritize what feels like the things that you are important to you. And some of it may be the most important is hanging out in your dorm and talking to the people in your dorm and getting to know them. That's a really important thing. I did a lot of that.
That's and part of your community.
Yeah, that too. Is totally your community. Yeah.
I definitely had students who, for them, their community, a few students of mine who became resident assistants mm-hmm. in the residence halls. And so that staff was, that was the connection they made, you know, which you wouldn't think about, but that's what we mean. Like, it's like so many different ways, and this is where you start to think about who are you and what's important to you and your values, as I think you mentioned that earlier about values and things like that.
I don't know, but thank you, yeah. Because I think in the end, that's sort of what we hope that they're going to get from any club or organization that you belong to, is that you really start to explore who you are and what you want out of campus and kind of becoming the person you want to become.
This reminds me of Jane's got this 6-word story that she likes to tell people that I think would be
yeah.
a great way to wrap everything up with that and the ideas that go along with it.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad it's only 6 words because I can remember it. So yeah, the story is, I needed to find myself first. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Like, you kind of imagine
I know.
Everything.
I know. We should probably have a pause and everyone to think about that for a minute. Yeah, let it sink in. I needed to find myself first.
What goes with that story? It's a very short story, but there's a lot in there. So, yeah, we want you to think about, you know, you're going to start meeting people. You're going to test out this kind of new environment in that you're in. And it might make you think about things. I mean, we kind of hope that it does make you think about your life and the world differently. And you will, like, slowly but surely start becoming a different person, which might sound a little scary, but it's very exciting. So we want you to kind of embrace that and run with it. And ultimately, it helps you figure out what you're going to contribute to this world. So it seems like, okay, we're just talking about clubs, but it's really it's a lot bigger
so
than that.
So much bigger than that.
I needed
the
to
whole
find
world.
Myself first. It
I know.
Is.
So I could see, like, because, you know, I'm kind of an introvert, so I could see hearing this, I might be a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I might kind of wonder, I don't even know how I would start. you know, how would I get myself to go into a room where I don't know anybody, and maybe I'm thinking in my head, oh, they all know each other and I'm sort of going to be the new person. And so that might be something I could see some students might be challenged with. And maybe the hope is that at GBO, certainly mm-hmm. students will be in smaller groups and they'll get to know some other students in their major and some students who are not in their major mm-hmm. too. And hopefully you can connect with, you know, maybe one or two people mm-hmm. and feel comfortable enough to say, hey, will you come with me? Mm-hmm. And that might be a good way to kind of overcome. You can motivate each other to go. And it really is that first step that is sometimes the scariest. Mm-hmm. And then you get there. And then, you know, the bigger things happen. But just taking that first step, I could see myself being a little bit overwhelmed by that.
I would just watch Game of Thrones, instead of leaving my dorm room.
So see, now that sounds like heaven, too.
I know, so don't do that, people. Yeah,
well, here's
get
what
out.
I hope, that, like, both are kind of, like, multiple people listening to this who are experiencing maybe that kind of fear, and then we have a lot of people who are probably like very outgoing, that everyone kind of takes a step. So like the people that are super outgoing, maybe one thing you do is look for people who maybe look like they're
might need
shy.
A little hand to hold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And maybe you're the one that says, hey, come with me, I'm going to the activities fair, I'm going to this club. And then people that are a little shy kind of take that step forward, like Sharon was saying, to be open to that.
Yeah.
So hopefully kind of everyone's...
can balance each other out.
Yeah, that's the
and
ideal.
And help each other out.
We're very idealistic.
That's the whole support thing right there.
And, you know, I think the nice thing, too, if you listen to our old podcast with a previous podcast, Giovanni, one of our students, talked about he had been in one club, and he realized it wasn't quite working for him, so he joined a different one. So it also, it's not like you're getting married to any of these people. You can divorce that club. And you can... Yeah, I mean, so...
And it's a lot easier to get out of.
It really is. Yeah, there's no sharing of the property.
No judges involved.
Yeah, there's not joint custody. So really think about, try some things out. We want you to, you know, dip your toe in, see what feels like, you know, is that the water the right temperature? And if not, it's okay to get out and go to a different pool. That's all right. Yeah. We support
good to
that.
Remember.
Good. Yeah, I'm just a little advice for you when you're swimming. Yeah, go to a different pool. Yeah.
Well, thank you all so much for coming in today and talking about this Making Connections.
You're welcome.
And we will talk to everyone next week about Engineering Scholars.